Show, transcribed direct from Hollywood with Les Brown and his band of renown. Our singing star, Margaret Whiting, our special guest, Phil Harris. And here he is, Bob Hope. Thank you, Bill Boy, and good evening, everybody. Yeah, I have to finish a movie at Paramount, prepare my TV show, get started in this radio show, gather material for my personal appearance at the London Palladium. I know that seems like a lot, and people tell me I'd be happier if I didn't do so much, but that's just a theory, and I've got a better one. Happiness doesn't buy money. And I want to tell you, I need money. I've got a government to support. I'm leaving for Europe in a few days. I go over there every year to check on British affairs. But I'm glad. I'm looking forward to the trip now that I've had my overseas shots. I was a little jittery at the time, especially when the doctor said, Mr. Hope, you can't take this sitting down. They give you one shot for each country you visit. I'm going to England, Scotland, Ireland, France, Germany, and Belgium. The doctor said, to make it more interesting, I'll tape this punch board to your hip and maybe I'll win a turkey at the same time. They took a sample of my blood and it turns out my blood type is known as Las Vegas. No matter what age I want to live to, it's 3-1, I won't make it. And they got some wonderful new sleeping pills for plane travel. You take one and you sleep like a log. And if you take two, they put a handle on you and you make the whole trip as luggage. And I'll have more fun this trip because I understand some of the British expressions. The last time I was over there, every time someone mentioned the Union Jack, I thought they were referring to the mad money I had hidden in my underwear. And you know, the British have their own names for American performers. They call Danny Kaye Old Taffy Top, Fred Astaire is Twinkle Toes, Jack Benny is the Old Sixpence Snatcher. But they remember me most for my profile. Whenever they see me, they say, get a load of that pick, it's a dilly. But really, all London is looking forward to my coming there. I just got a copy of the London Times with a headline, Bob Hope to appear at Palladium. Big B.O. expected. Of course, you know how they meant that. Well, I know, and I can see that you've guessed. The last time I was there, I did have a little trouble meeting royalty, but it wasn't my fault. I was told the custom was to bow and kiss hands. It worked fine with Elizabeth, but I thought Philip was going to slug me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, when Margaret Whiting and I arrived at Bob's house this morning for the first rehearsal, Bob was overflowing with enthusiasm.
So you see, Maggie and Bill, we're on the air for a great sponsor.
Bob, who's our first guest?
Oh, Phil Harris.
Phil Harris? Why, Bob, Phil's the guy who got me my start in show business.
How's that?
Well, when I was a kid, his band came to town. I went to see him, stood right in the front row, and he made me what I am today.
This I don't follow at all. What did Phil do?
He breathed on me, and I've had this gorgeous curly hair ever since.
Is that what happened to it? I thought you left it in the laundromat too long. Anyway, Phil Harris is our guest, so I... Hey, there's someone at the door. Pardon me.
Mr. Hope?
That's right. What can I do for you?
May I speak to you for a few minutes, please?
Well, go right ahead.
Well, couldn't I come in and sit down?
Look, mister, I'm not in the market for any razor blades or shoelaces, and if it's my autograph you want, drop a quarter in the machine by the gate.
Mr. Hope, I am not selling razor blades, and I don't happen to be a tourist.
You're not?
No. I am Mr. Montgomery, your sponsor.
Like I said, come right in.
Thank you.
Bill, Maggie, this is Mr. Montgomery, representing our sponsor.
How do you do?
Well, Miss Whiting, I want to welcome you to our family. The association is very happy to have you with us. And we know you'll give us some fine shows during the season.
Well, we'll certainly try, Mr. Montgomery. Just wait to hear my jokes.
Fine, Bob.
Oh, it'll be easy to work for you, Mr. Montgomery. I know you're not going to be like some of those other sponsors, gruff and critical and cold.
Wait till he hears your jokes.
Bill, why don't you run over to the Weather Bureau? They may have a drizzle around that could use another drip. I'll run over there, kid. Work in there, Will.
I'm not worried, Mr. Hope. I know our show is in good hands.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, I assume you'll have the proper type of guest star on our show each week.
Oh, sure. We're having Phil Harris. What do you mean, the proper type of guest star?
Oh, we're very strict about that. Our association is composed of farmers, and we like the wholesome, corn-fed type of personality. Who is your guest this week?
Well, I'll tell you later, so it'll be a surprise.
Well, would you say he's wholesome and corn-fed?
Yes, very. He's wholesome enough, and he's consumed more corn than anybody in America.
Oh, a fine, upstanding fellow, eh?
Yes, indeed. He's upstanding when he isn't lying down.
I'll be going then. I'll see you all later.
Goodbye, Mr.
Montgomery.
Bye.
Bye, sir.
Gee, Bob, the type of guest star they want doesn't sound much like Phil Harris. You know, Phil isn't exactly a farm boy.
No, Phil isn't interested in wheat and grain unless they're over 90 proof. Boy, what a spot to be in. I'm so anxious to make good with my new sponsors. I just can't have Phil on my show.
Hey, Bob, what are you going to do?
Well, when Phil shows up, I'll have to get rid of him some way.
Well, maybe you could telephone and head him off before he leaves home.
Yes. Too late.
How are you? Hiya, folks. Yeah, folks, yeah. You can laugh and grin because Harris is here and it's going to be cool from here on in. I know because I brought a bottle of it with me.
Holy smoke, Bob. What are you going to do?
I'll pretend I didn't hire him.
Well, Phil, what brings you here?
What brings me here? Look, Bob, you said you wanted somebody who'd make your show a big success. Someone who would snap it up and make it really funny, didn't you?
Well, I may have said that.
Well, call me Peppermint Clyde because I'm your lifesaver.
Look, Phil, there must be some misunderstanding.
No, Bob, no misunderstanding. Now, look, when I met you at the golf club yesterday, you were worried about your show.
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
You said that you wanted to be funny tonight. That's why I brought my ammunition over. By tonight, you're going to be one of the funniest guys in town if I have to pour it all down you and go without a drop myself.
No, Phil, you got it wrong. When we were talking to Lakeside, it wasn't about your being on my show. I wanted you to be my caddy.
Your caddy?
Sure, who'd make a better caddy?
Well, the other caddies can't even see one ball. You see three or four.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Listen, you told me you want me to do a guest shot, and I'm going to do a guest shot. Now, come on, introduce me to the others, because of... Hey, ain't that Maggie Whiting? Hiya, Magola.
Hiya, Phil. Gee, it's been so long since we last met that I didn't know if you'd remember me.
I ain't never going to forget your type, honey. You can't get them high dramatics anymore since the plant burned down.
The next noise you hear will be my sponsor flipping his cream separator.
Hey, Bob, who's that good-looking kid over there?
Yeah.
Hey, how about introducing me?
Oh, don't tell me all those teeth don't know each other. When you two open up at the same time, it looks like two Buicks gnashing their grills at each other. Bill, help me get rid of this guy, will you, please?
Okay, say, Phil. Yeah. Phil, you better get out to your car. It's tipped over on its side with two wheels up in the air.
Oh, yeah, I know. I always park that way.
You do?
Sure, I got some champagne in the glove compartment and like to keep it tilted. Oh, Phil, you're a regular arc length letter. Hey, William, tell me something. Did you notice, Elliot Lewis, was he in the back seat?
No, he wasn't, Phil.
Oh, good. Then he must have found an apartment.
Phil, you mean to say Elliot Lewis actually lives in the back of your car?
Sure, Elliot's a bachelor. He don't need a lot of fancy fixings.
But what does Alice say?
Oh, Alice, she don't know nothing about it. When she drives the car, Elliot keeps his head down out of sight. But I think she's getting suspicious.
She is?
Yeah, she took the car to the garage twice last week to find why the rear axle was snoring. So good, huh?
Well, if you don't want to go out and look at your car, Phil, why don't you go get your hair trimmed, or maybe you got a library book that's overdue.
Wait a minute, Bob. Wait a minute. Now, what are you trying to do? Get rid of me or something? What's it all about?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, Phil. I'd like to have as a guest star someone who drinks milk or at least knows what it looks like.
Well, why didn't you say so? It'll be great to be on the show. Alice owns one. A dairy.
Really, Phil? Alice owns a dairy?
Sure she does.
Well, this is the first I've ever heard of it. How long has Alice owned a dairy?
For years. She sits down every night and writes everything she does in it.
Oh, oh. Oh, man. I only went to Cleveland Grammar School for 8 weeks, but tonight I feel like an intellectual. Margaret Whiting, backed up by Les Brown as gypsies, doing whatever Lola wants.
Come in, Maggie.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And a little man. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for. And your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible. Give in, give in. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. A little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for. And your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Take off your coat. Don't you know you can't win? You know it's just I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in, give out, give in.
Ladies and gentlemen, in spite of everything Bob could do, Phil Harris was determined to be the guest on the show. So let's return to the rehearsal this morning. We find Bob. Okay, I've got the first line. Nice to see you, Phil. Where have you been?
Down at the blood bank.
Did you donate a pint?
No, Phil. I brought in that joke.
Yeah, I know. Oh, on a stretcher. Really, Phil? Look, we can't do your jokes. My sponsor wants people to drink milk, not you. Pardon me, Phil. Hello? Oh, yes, sir. What can I do for you? Where? When? Oh, sure, I'll be glad to, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anything you say, sir. Goodbye, sir.
Who was that, Bob? Your wife?
That call was to Mr. Montgomery, representing my sponsor. They're having an outing this afternoon, and he wants me to go over there. and he insists I bring my guest star.
Wait a minute. Now, what's the matter with me? Have I become so socially objectionable that you don't even want to take me on a picnic?
Well, it's not that, Phil.
Well, you certainly didn't act this way when you were whining and dining me, trying to get a look at the picture in my peekaboo telescope.
Well, you said it was divine. How'd I know you meant Andy? All right, Phil, I'll take you along with me, but remember, my sponsors, when you meet them, don't say, throw away the stopper, boys. We're floating home tonight.
Look, Bob, you don't have to worry about me. I'm adjustable. When I'm with the lowbrows, I'm a lowbrow. And when I'm with the Ritzy set, I'm as smooth as a sweatband in the conductor's hat. Oh, Phil, nobody can stop. Come on, let's go.
This joint is really jumping. Hey, there's Maggie Whiting.
Hi, fellas.
What are you doing here, Maggie? You singing at this shindig?
Yeah, just waiting to hear my number, Phil. It's called Bossy Has No Tail Anymore. She flicked a fly off the power saw.
That's a song?
Well, that's just a little ditty I wrote, Phil. The title isn't much, but the words are very smart. The first line goes, little calf, you better stay home by your mummy, or the cactus will scratch all the fur off your tummy.
Is that a dude to you?
Oh, that's a doozy.
Yeah.
For a minute, I thought you was going to come up with something corny.
I picked out some appropriate songs I'd like Maggie to do.
Well, fine. What are they?
Well, wait till the cows come home, old buttermilk sky, and I'm walking behind you. Here, take the songs and look them over.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. What's the song here?
Which one?
The title reads, old Bossy has got such wobbly knees, now all she gives is cottage cheese.
Oh, my brother wrote that song, Maggie. He's just made a record of it. On the other side is the Cowboy's Lament. I thought of you by the hamburger stand when a bun opened up and you licked my hand. Anyway, if we pick the right songs, Maggie, your music can help a lot to remind people of our dairy products.
Bob, Mr. Montgomery wants to see you.
Where is he?
Over by the livestock exhibit. Follow me. If so, what's in the basket?
Oh, honey, just a few things for a picnic lunch. Chicken wing, half a tuna sandwich, and three bottles of old whipping post. That's in case of snake bites, you know.
Oh, what's in the other basket?
A snake to make sure he gets bitten. Oh, there's Mr. Montgomery now. Please, Phil, stay in the background, will you?
Well, hello, Bob. I'm glad you came over to visit our dairyman. Is this the guest who'll be on our radio show tonight?
Well, no. No, he drove the cab. We came over him. I mean, he's my cousin George from Dubuque. Or rather, my brother Fred. I mean, my Uncle Wilbur.
He says I'm his wife, Dolores. I quit.
Look, partner, let's quit the waltzing. I'm Phil Harris.
Oh, of course I recognize you right away, Mr. Harris.
Mr. Harris, you don't object to him being on our show?
Well, certainly not. We have a picture of Phil Harris hanging on the wall in our main office.
You do? What for?
There's a sign underneath, drink milk or you'll look like this. Now that we're here, Mr. Montgomery, what are we supposed to do?
Well, Bob, the dairyman would get a big kick out of it if you gentlemen would enter our milking exhibition.
Milking exhibition?
Yes, it's going to start immediately in this barn. That's why we have all these cows lined up in these stalls.
Well, that's where I came in. I ain't getting near none of them.
Why not?
Well, look at that big round thing underneath. Looks like a floating mine. It might go off.
I hope you'll enter the contest, Bob. After all, if you want us to sponsor your show.
Oh, I'll do it. I love cows. My best friend is a cow. My favorite song is Cow Cow Boogie. I eat, drink, and sleep cows, and I'm a cow milker from way back. And that's where you milk them, brother. Come on, Phil. Let's show them what we can do.
Here's your buckets, gentlemen. Just pick out a cow, and when a whistle blows, dive right in.
Here, Phil. Take this cow. You milk one side, and I'll milk the other.
How do we know which faucet to use?
We don't.
So what are we going to do?
Simple. We'll put a bottle under each one and let the cow decide.
All right, gentlemen. Are you ready? Begin.
Come on, Phil. Let's start.
Okay. There. I guess I got the right place, but nothing's happening.
Phil?
Yeah, Bob?
Let go of my nose.
Oh, I'm sorry.
thing.
What's the matter?
15 years of band leader, and here I am back in the rhythm section.
I'm not just milking this thing. I'm getting half and half.
Half and half?
Yeah, and the hard way, 5/8 and 3/8.
Hey, Bob, listen what happens when I give the cow's tail a little tug. Listen.
Well, what about it?
Everybody's imitating Mel Torme.
Hey, I got an idea how to speed this up. You know what cows like is music. Listen. You, no one else but you.
Hey, you got it, Jasper.
How's it coming, boys?
We'll be through in a couple of shakes.
Splendid. If you can keep up this pace, you'll set a milking record for the whole county.
Hey, did you hear that? Let's keep singing, Bob. That old black magic's got me.
Wait, Phil, not that song.
What difference does it make the cows what song it is?
I'm telling you, Phil.
It's got rhythm. Now, come on.
That old black magic got me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers.
I knew we'd never get by Icy Fingers.
Say thank you, Phil. Folks, I had the chance of being with our Boy Scouts at that big jamboree. You know, these boys are from every nation in the world, and I want to tell you what's really thrilling. Instead of the United Nations in short pants. Scouting teaches everything that is American. Loyalty, self-reliance, tolerance, democracy. Yes, sir, the Boy Scouts of America, the Boy Scouts the world over, will have the opportunity to help make or break this crazy planet of ours. And I feel certain they'll succeed as a force for good in developing better relationships, more universal understanding. If we would all live up to the Scout laws, to be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent, I'd guarantee the very best prospects for a brighter future. Peace and harmony throughout the world. All this I promise gladly if we put our trust, work, and well be placed in the Boy Scouts of America.
Thank you.